Welcome to Form Factor Files, the podcast series providing insights and perspective on semiconductor test topics that range from the lab to the fab. We're here today with Dan Rashavi, Director of Market Development at Form Factor. He's going to share with us some insights about new wafer test methodologies and probing strategies for silicon photonics. Dan, welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Dan, tell us why companies are moving to silicon photonics.
Well, the main thrust for moving photonics into standard CMOS silicon processes is ultimately about cost. But there are several other factors at play driving the need for photonics to be manufactured in silicon. As bandwidth demand from customers continues to ever increase, whether that be through streaming content, social media, or the multitude of sensors producing data in the Internet of Things, there's a need for data centers and content providers to move this data around the world at ever-increasing speeds, or what is called link bandwidth. On the other side of the coin, there's link distance, or how far and where this data is traveling. And while link bandwidths continue to increase, copper, as a method to transmit data, will soon run out of steam. So the real driver for silicon photonics comes from the link distance aspect.
I see. So help us understand the relationship between link distance and cost.
Well, optics and photonics themselves are well-known technologies that have been utilized for longer link distances, things like long-haul and metro applications. But as the link distance decreases into telecom clients, data centers, and eventually from chip to chip, the cost to manufacture these devices in exotic semiconductor processes like indium phosphide becomes prohibitive. In addition, the yields for photonic devices in these 3-5 semiconductor processes are extremely low when you compare them to the type of yields that are being achieved with electronic devices being manufactured in bulk CMOS silicon processes.
Ah, so shorter link distances mean more and more photonic devices are needed?
Exactly. In order to get the cost of the photonic components and eventually transceivers to a point where they can be utilized in mass, the technology needs to move into a high-yielding, high-volume technology. And it happens that not only is silicon transparent at communication wavelengths, but along with silicon on insulator technology, you have other excellent material properties that are important in photonic devices, which means that most photonic components, with the exception of lasers, can be manufactured in this well-known, highly mature, and traditionally high-yielding technology.
Well, photonics and silicon seems like a no-brainer then.
True, but that's not to say, though, that moving this technology from 3-5 semiconductor technologies into silicon is necessarily simple. The photonics industry still has to go through many of the growing pains that the electronics industry did to get the device technologies optimized and achieving high yields. Many of the companies and consortia working to enable photonics and silicon, of those, they're all at different stages in this process. Some are in early engineering stages and others are moving some products into production. That's where FormFactor's solutions for wafer-level silicon photonics tests can help, with the flexibility to speed time to data in the lab and yet perform optical alignments extremely fast for production needs.
What applications are leading the way?
Well, as mentioned, datacom is really driving the demand and adoption of silicon photonics. However, as this technology becomes viable in silicon and the cost of the photonic components decreases, there are new potential applications being explored and implemented in all kinds of creative ways. LIDAR, which stands for light detection and ranging, is one technology that holds enormous potential for silicon-based photonic components. Currently, LIDAR is a high-end technology which offers very high-performance 3D information gathering for applications like driverless cars, commercial robots, geographical surveys, and others. Think of the domes and the equipment that you see on the top of autonomous vehicles like the Google cars. This is LIDAR, but the technology is bulky and too expensive to be used broadly. Imagine if this technology could be manufactured using silicon photonics at a fraction of the cost and size. These devices could become ubiquitous and be used in a multitude of already known and yet undiscovered applications.
Wow, that does sound promising. What are the other applications?
Well, another area that's being explored for silicon photonics is its potential in biosensing, where, for example, both a reaction and its analysis are done on a single chip. Other types of sensor technologies are also being explored.
Silicon photonics does sound like it has a lot of potential. Then what is the measurement challenge?
The measurement challenge really comes down to positional accuracy and the ability to optimize the coupling of light into and out of grating couplers on the silicon wafer without making contact. We're all used to traditional electronic measurement techniques where probes make contact to pads and electrons are transferred back and forth. But in photonics, we need to move the fiber above the wafer surface to find the position above the coupler that results in the maximum transfer of optical power into or out of the device. The size of the grating couplers are in the single-digit micron range, and the positioning solution to move the fibers needs to be capable of nanometer resolution. Having the fibers articulating just microns over a wafer surface meant that, among other things, we needed to develop a novel technique for doing Z displacement sensing. This is just one example of the many challenges that form factor engineers have worked hard to overcome to enable repeatable wafer-level photonics probing. Our goal in offering an integrated and validated solution is to enable our customers to be operational quickly so that they can get on with the thing they really care about, which is measuring the performance of their devices.
That makes sense. So what does it take to put a silicon photonics solution together? Expertise? Partners?
It takes both, really. FormFactor has a long history of expertise in wafer-level probing and has been able to apply that in developing this solution for both optical and electrical measurements. We've also been working with industry-leading partners to integrate the best positioning and measurement technology available so that our customers will have access to an industry-leading solution that will enable them to be successful in whichever phase they're at in the path from photonics development all the way to production.
Well, thank you, Dan. How can people find out more about FormFactor's silicon photonics capabilities?
That's a great question. Well, they can just go to www.formfactor.com/go/SIPH, and that'll take them to more information about our silicon photonics solutions and how they can get in contact with us to learn more.